Hello and welcome to today's edition of The Daily Beard. I am Jason Fox, a.k.a. Lee Cloud's Beard, and today we are discussing the tweet, "If your work requires the audience to know the backstory of its creation or creators for them to appreciate it, your work has failed." A fair amount, not a ton, but a fair amount, enough work like this gets put out there into the world that obviously I felt the need to tweet about it. It is work that is more about the story of the work than it is about creating effective work, if you get my drift. It's all behind the scenes footage and interviews and storytelling than worrying about whether or not the actual finished piece is any good. Now, I like a good backstory. I'm interested in behind the scenes details. I'm a bit of a production geek, so that's cool, and I get to find stuff I like that out. It's also great if the, you know, if you're doing a certain type of ad, if the people in that ad have an interesting backstory or an inspiring backstory, great. That's fantastic. You can build off that. You can incorporate that into the campaign. I have no problem with that. My problem is when the actual finished ad isn't very good. And the only way people are going to respond to that ad is if they know everything that went on behind the scenes, whether that's about the talent you used, the story you're telling, the people who made it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is fodder for industry pubs and your peeps on Twitter. Now, you might get written up and you might get praised on LinkedIn, but the ad itself will fall flat, which means it has failed, regardless of all the good vibes it generated around the Cognoscenti. But I suppose if it gets you another gig, then it's okay, right? No, apparently I have to spell it out. No, it is not right, because you have failed in your duty to the client and to the brand. If we had a Hippocratic Oath in advertising, you would have violated. Let us not violate our non-existent Hippocratic Oath today. I'm Jason Fox. Have a good one.